Amen. In John chapter 15, listen very well. Verse 5. Read it up to verse 7. Now, that scripture says, listen, I am, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him. That is fellowship. That is fellowship. The same bringeth forth much fruit. This much fruit includes your daily testimonies. When you have fellowship with God, every day is testimony. Why? For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That is, if you are not in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you are like firewood moving. You are the ones that ritual killers will carry to make their rituals. But I know that there are people that are connected, so connected with God, that when they go before the ritual killer will reject them. I said the ritual killers will reject them. When you are in fellowship with God, when you are in fellowship with God, you are connected to heaven. It is then you can make that statement, if God be for us, who will be against us? And all of us, especially the ministers who have visited our mommy there at Aja, when she was a judge, because she was going to pass, she was handling a case that was very dangerous. It will involve death sentence or life imprisonment. She was a Christian. They tried to bribe her. She will not take bribery. They tried to do everything for her to shift, do it in such a way that the case would just go, because the case was with government anyway, not an individual. So they decided the only thing is to assassinate her so that they would assign the case to another judge. But she was in fellowship with the Father. Oh, glory be to God. She was connected to heaven. And in her house, the assassin that was sent paid fully to come and kill her. She said, when he came, he brought out the gun and was pointing at her and said, I have been sent to kill you. And he said, he stood there like this and brought down the gun again. And she said, where are you going now? Shoot now. I think they sent you to kill me. He said, the man looked at her and turned back and ran away. Years after, that man gave his life to Christ and decided to look for her and came to confess that he was the one that came, and these are the people that sent her to kill him so time. That when he brought out his gun to shoot her, he said, a man appeared and said, she is my daughter, you can't kill her, come on, go back. Fellowship with the Father. Hallelujah. But if you don't have such a fellowship, amen, a man at Warri, I read it that time it happened, it was in the newspaper so many years ago, he said, they took him on the way, he was on his way going to church on a Sunday morning, a vehicle stopped and they forced him to enter. He was asking, why are people taking me to? He said, we are taking you for sacrifice. And the man said, we sacrifice. Can a sacrifice be offered two times? They said, come on, shut up. He said, I'm just telling you people, you can look for another person. No? This man you are seeing so is already a sacrifice. He has been sacrificed. You cannot sacrifice him again. They slap him. Come on, shut up. He said, okay, I have told you. Go and look for a different sacrifice. So this one, immediately they went to the bush. The baba of the ritualist came out to receive the sacrifice. Immediately he saw, he said, he shouted, who bring this one? Come here. Somebody here, shrine will reject you from today. Ritual killers will reject you from today. Kidnappers will reject you in the name of Jesus. When you are connected. Verse 7. When you are connected. If ye abide, you see the condition now. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you. See the condition? Then see the benefit. Ye shall ask what you will. Whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in him, and his word abide in you, that is, you allow the word of God to rule your life. You are in fellowship with him. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. He said, follow peace with all men and what? Holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. He said, how can you have fellowship with somebody you cannot see? How can you have fellowship? How can you make phone call to a number that has blocked you? You are blocked from the other end. No matter how you call, the number will not go through. The person will not hear because why? There is blockade or bad network. The only way your fellowship with anybody begins with a relationship with the person you see each other. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It is because some people, you have no fellowship with the Father. That's why when you have problem, you are looking for people who have fellowship with the Father to pray for you. And I've told you this. I've said it, that I make some very hard statements here every time. But don't look at it too hard. Go and think again and meditate. The reason why you cannot pray to God, if you have any reason, for which reason you cannot pray, if you pray, God will not answer. If you go to any minister to pray for you, the same reason God will not hear you when you pray. It's the same reason if that minister pray for you, he will not hear. It's a principle. It is a principle. It's a principle. Jumping from church to church is not the solution. Relationship with God is the solution. You must first have a relationship with him before his principles can work for you. If two of us shall agree, there is no agreement if I am a sinner and you are not, you are righteous. You live a holy life, I live a filthy life. Then two of us, we are praying over any matter, that's a confusion. It can't work because the truth is there is no agreement. Agreement is not just in the prayer point. Agreement is also your estate before God. The two of you. That is why it's not everybody you make your prayer partner. Praise the Lord. Years back, I was a young believer. And a brother had a problem. And I knew the grace of God upon my life. I told him, let us do 3 days prayer. Let's fast for 3 days. 6 to 6. I said, the first day, let's do 24 hours. So that your problem will go. I was going to fast without food for somebody. After that, we prayed. The next day, the problem increased. I said, Brother Femi, that was his name. Brother Femi, what's happening now? I've never prayed this type of prayer without answer. Then he said, Brother Moses, let me confess to you. That time when you didn't fast, I know they fast. I said, Brother Femi, you wicked. I was sacrificing myself for you. For your problem to go. You were sneaking to go and eat. Is there agreement? No agreement, so God can never answer that prayer. Isaiah 59, verse 1 and verse 2. Isaiah 59. Verse, it said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shorting that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear when we pray. This is the only reason why our prayers are not answered. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Without the holiness, you cannot see God. Like, you cannot see God. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. My emphasis is verse 3. And every man that had this hope of meeting him, seeing him the way he is, what does he do? Purified himself, even as he, God, is pure. That's why he said, blessed are the pure. The purity is in the heart. It's not in the cream that you rub. How many times you bathe in a day? It's the cleanness of the heart, for out of the abundance of the heart, our life is dictated by what is in our heart. Praise the Lord. And one of the things that disturb the believers is the besetting sin Apostle Paul spoke of in Hebrews chapter 12. When you want to move forward, it will draw you back. You want to move forward, it will draw you back. That's why on Sunday, I kept emphasizing and re-emphasizing this. Deal with your besetting sin, or your besetting sin will deal with you. Some of us are besetting sin that has delayed our expectations. Some of us, it's a besetting sin that has blocked way for us. For Satan is known as the accuser of the brethren. And when you come before the throne of grace, Satan will come to give reason why you should not be hurt. And he's not lying. It's a spiritual law. God answered no prayer of sinners. What is beset? Hallelujah. Things that draw you back from moving forward spiritually. Every year, the month of June, this ministry organizes the Baptism of the Holy Ghost program. The purpose is threefold. Knowing the importance of the Holy Ghost, that without the Holy Ghost, you cannot go in the rapture. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is the criteria for going in the rapture. That's why it's there. No Holy Ghost, no rapture. Because Romans 8 verse 9, where it's written there on the wall, it says that if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. And Romans 8, 11 says, if the Spirit that raised up Christ, Jesus, from the dead, dwell in you, that is the condition, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. The assurance for resurrection is the Spirit of Christ that is in you. And in Colossians chapter 1 verse 7, that last statement there says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But we also know, just like ordinary water baptism, people don't understand it. So also, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is another error. This period, we correct the teachings on the Holy Ghost. Amen. They tell you that the evidence of the Holy Ghost that you speak in tongue, I will show you in the Bible when the time comes, that even demons speak in tongues. And therefore, and that you are seeing vision, you are casting out devils, it's not the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. For I can show you in the Bible that not all that said, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom, but they that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. At that day, many will come and say, was it in your name I cast out devils? I do this. They did it in His name. Then I will show you that the Bible says He giveth His gifts to all men, even to the rebellious. And I will show you also that when He gives you a gift, He doesn't take it back. And I will show you that the evidence of the Holy Ghost, what the true evidence is. You will know during this period that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is different from the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So that you will know why I preach a message that I titled Salvation by Assumption. Don't assume that you are saved. He said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. You are to ensure that you are saved. How will I know I am saved? The evidence is in the Bible. First, it's opportunity for those who are just religious people to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Church, you are not born again until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why? The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the receipt of eternal life. So there are many people that are going to church paying their tithes and offerings, sponsoring the ministry, but they don't have eternal life. So that such people who want to go to heaven can come and open their heart for the Holy Ghost to come in. But what is the Holy Ghost? It is a seal until the day of redemption. It is the hope of glory. Now there are people that have received these experiences and they don't even know they have received the Holy Ghost. You will come and you will confirm the experience you had, wherever you had it before. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, we will teach you, you will know that you must have a gift. Every born again Christian has a gift. And some of you have these gifts, you don't even know you have the gift. Some of you, because of the churches you belong, only the pastor exercises his gift. He does not allow any other person to operate. So that you will know the knowledge we have, that you are seeing all the gifted people everywhere. I was joking with Prophet Timothy as I collected a microphone from him. Prophet Timothy, I told Timo, Oscar, I said, I better give me my microphone. Maybe people notice, say, now you be the pastor of this church. And he was laughing. Amen.
Amen.
It is not only the pastor. The pastor is exercising his gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, The nine spiritual gifts there, they are the body gifts, men and women. Those with the healing gifts, they have been here since yesterday praying, recharging themselves. Let them shout hallelujah if they are here now. Let them shout hallelujah now. Amen. After service, they will pray for those who still need prayers. No infirmity comes here and goes back. Because we allow them. Men and women. Amen. God uses women too. The only thing according to the Bible that a woman cannot do is that you cannot be a pastor. You cannot lead where men are. A woman cannot be ordained into the fivefold ministry. But God can use a woman for anything, and some of them in this church are prophets and prophetess. After we close, those of you coming for the first time, you will see them one on one. They will counsel you. Amen. One man, God cannot use only one man gathering thousands in a place. Eh? And grace differ. And we teach the people how to use this grace. Eh? Prophet Sunday is here. Prophet Gwajo is not here. Eh? Maybe that sister is watching me now from somewhere in Delta. You gave me a call about the condition of her marriage. And I don't want to act a prophet. I can't act it. The first say, and they see small, small, they hear small, small, does not make me change my name to Prophet Moses. Eh? I know among them, those where they see pass me. I was with my wife when she called. By every standard, the woman should leave that marriage. It's not marriage at all. But while she was speaking, I heard something. And I said, please, call me today. I gave her appointment to call me in the morning. I said, you need to speak with a prophet. I should not be ashamed to say, need to speak with a prophet. Now, in gifts be that. Me too, I get gifts where you don't get.
Sure, plenty gifts. Eh?
Praise God. Everybody, that is the problem in Christianity. Maybe you are in such churches that they will not allow you use the grace that God has given you. There's a danger in it. That grace is the parable of the talent. When we go in the rapture, you will tell God what you did with the gift he gave you. And that will determine your position when we come back to rule here for 1,000 years. Can't you see? It is dangerous to have the grace of God. And some use it, but use it wrongly. We take time to teach it. When I finished the call from that woman, I told my wife, I said, see what I had, though. That there is a reason why that man never paid that dowry. There is something, there is an attack, there is an attack. But my person, when they see, pass me, enter deeper. And when you came, did God open up?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
She called me this morning. I sent for him.
Yes, sir.
And she was shocked to hear God expose the what he has been going through since small.
Small picking.
Praise God.
From the
not morning. Only man, no. The reason why our sisters are not sitting down there is because that place is meant for men.
Yes, sir.
It's a seat of authority.
Yes, not be lie, sir.
Eh? Do you know this sister? You know her? Do you know her? You know her? Do you know her? Eh? You don't know her? If she collect this microphone now, we're not going to close here today. This one. They will see like winch. This one, yes. Eh? Praise the Lord. Another one was sitting somewhere here. Eh? Do you know this sister? You know him? You know him? You can't know because you're asleep when you come to church. You can't know her. Do you know her? Do you know that sister? Where we are black.
Yes, sir.
You know, do you know her? This one. You don't know. If I give her this microphone now, it will go your village. We can't waste our time here. They travel, go your village. So I'm not going to give a microphone now. When you go see him for your office, then he will follow you, go anywhere you want to go with you. Men and women that God uses here in healing, in deliverance. Eh? Ijoma, where is Ijoma Aje? Eh? Where are they? Men and women that no matter what your sickness is, if they handle you, you are, that nonsense must go. It is from the teachings. All these people you see prophesying here, including Prophet Timothy that led us, he did not come here with a gift. He came here through this Holy Ghost program. We see the gift in their lives. Once we notice the gift, we have so many avenues for that gift to be used. And the more you use the gift, the sharper it becomes. You grow, you grow, you grow in it. That is why every year, immediately after the baptism of the Holy Ghost program, the next thing is I take a teaching on how to use, how to operate the gifts of the Holy Ghost. To teach you how to operate it. And everyone is supposed to stay in his calling. Identify your grace. Praise the Lord. And stay in your grace. So when you come to me and tell me your problem, some of you, when I tell Brother Lumide, take him to so-so-so minister. Call Chinedu. He's the head of healing and deliverance. They will say, Pastor, refuse to see me. Because in your church where you're coming from, your pastor is the most anointed. In this church, it's not like that. Everybody has his gift. I have my own. You know, see this prophet, so all of them. Where is Amarachi? Where is Amarachi? Amarachi was, you had a problem. I think all your prophet colleagues, they gather, pray for you. Even the leader of the ministry here, Boboye, he tell you, do this prophetic action, do this. Did he go? At the end, na me una see carry and come meet. Did I pray for 5 minutes? Did I pray for 5 minutes before that nonsense disappeared? If you two have problem, and I don't direct you to a prophet to see what is the cause, and hear what God will tell us to do, if I am shouting and praying for you, it's in vain. Nothing will happen. These are the things we expect to put together. Praise the Lord. We do this every year, and that is the secret of the revival in this ministry. Thousands of people come from abroad, from outside Lagos, from within Lagos. They never want to miss it because they know when you come here, you're going to receive a fire. Amen. May you also receive that fire in the name of Jesus. I say it again. Prophet Timothy came. I was sitting at the back. Nobody knew him. He came to look for visa to travel. God gave him visa to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Their leader, Prophet Boboye, was a cameraman. When this church was just about 2 years old or so, we went to the camp. So we hired him to come and video the program. And we are ministering baptism of the Holy Ghost. They didn't catch cameraman. Praise God. There's one cameraman here one time. Are you the one? Are you the one? He was standing and watching camera. Now from there, hey, scatter for ground. It is for all. Praise the Lord. It is for all. Eh? And from that day, he became another man. He's sitting down quietly now. You don't know who he be. Because they carry camera. I sit there here, I say, if they see something all around here, and if they hear something, correct?
Yes, sir.
It is for all. Praise the Lord. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? I carry a grace. I boast of that grace. Amen. If there is anything in you deposited by God, whatever closes it, if you come to this ministry, it will manifest. Any grace, healing, word of knowledge, whatever, you used to see vision, it stopped. If you come here, it must manifest. It must. That one is must. Because this is a restoration ministry. You come here, you come to be restored. That fire will come back. That grace will come back. That voice you used to hear, you don't hear it again. Something happened, the angel, no, they come again. That angel will come back. In the name of Jesus Christ.